nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome, listeners, to Radio Miraya. This is me, Gabriel Shadar, and this is the discussion hour. Today we are marking the 16th year since 16th anniversary of the signing of the CPA, that is the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, which was signed on the 9th of January 2005 by the leader of the SPLM SPLA, late Dr. John Garang de Mabior, and the Deputy President of the Sudan then, Dr. Ali Osman Muhammad Taha, and ending a 21 or 22 year civil war between the North and the South. And 6 years later, South Sudanese would vote on the 9th of January 2011, and they voted unanimously for separation or independence. And it seems the day has been not marked officially, or there was no even a note or a marking of the day. Yesterday, it fell on yesterday, of course, and today is the 10th of January. But it's still, for us and for the citizens in general, this day has a significance in which we need to reflect on and see where we are and where we have come from up to today. That is 16 years later, and also 10 years later, that is 2011 and 2020, even, yes, 11 years later after independence. And things, a lot of water has gone under the bridge, as they say. And with me in the studio, Andreas Majmabure, a political analyst, we look into the significance of this day. مرحبا بكم مستمعينا في كل مكان. انتم بتستمعوا لراديو ميرا، ودي ساعة النقاش بتاعنا في برنامج نيشن وايد. ونحن اليوم بنتكلم عن الذكرى 16 لتوقيع الدكتور جون غارانغ دي مابيور قائد الحركة الشعبية والجيش الشعبي لتحرير السودان في 9 يناير 2005 على اتفاقية السلام الشامل مع نائب رئيس جمهورية السودان في ذلك الوقت علي عثمان طه. وده كان نهاية ل 21 أو 22 سنة من الحرب بين الشمال والجنوب. وبعد 6 سنوات من ذلك التاريخ، يعني يوم 9 يناير 2011 السكان في جنوب السودان صوتوا للاستفتاء للتقرير البصير، وده في النهاية بعد 6 شهور أعلنا الاستقلال بتاعنا في 9 جولاي 2011. عشان احنا نشوف انه في شنو حصل في الفترات دي، ومعنى الاستفتاء ده كان شنو، وخاصة انهاء الحرب ونحن دخلنا في دولة جديدة بعد ذاك. معي في الاستوديو الأستاذ أندرياس مايوبيور، محلل سياسي وضيفنا دائما في برنامجنا وفي العديد من برامج راديو مرايا. مرحبا بك أستاذ أندرياس. التاسع من يناير 2005 أين كنت؟
هو طبعا يوم كان عظيم جدا، التاسع من يناير 2005 أنا كنت في مدينة أدمنتون في ولاية ألبرتا في كندا. وكان يوم عظيم لكل السودانيين وبالأخص الجنوبيين، سواء كانوا داخل الوطن في الجنوب أو في دول اللجوء في كينيا ويوغندا وإثيوبيا، والناس اللي كانوا في برا في أمريكا وأستراليا كندا ويوروب. كان يوم عظيم، وكان بمثابة انتصار لشعب جنوب السودان. فأنا أفتكر أنه يعني هذا اليوم يوم مهم جدا، وعنده دلالات سياسية وبالنسبة لشعب جنوب السودان والشعب السوداني وأفريقيا كغارة، لأنه أنحد حرب دام 21 سنة وكان أطول حرب في الغارة الأفريقية.
الناس أنتوا كنتوا يعني متابعين على الشاشات والشيء اللي بيحصل في جنوب السودان، يعني خروج الناس بكميات ضخمة جدا، في ناس باتوا قبل يوم كامل في مراكز الاختراع والتسجيل، وده كان يمكن أكثر زمن الجنوبيين السكان من جنوب السودان قالوا رأيهم بشكل واحد بدون أي تفرقة بدون أي تمييز، وأكثر زمن الجنوبيين شعروا بأنهم شعب واحد وبيقولوا كلمة واحدة. لكن بعد 16 سنة واليوم بيمر بيقولوا مرور الكرام زي ما بيقول المثل العربي. ماذا يفسر هذا low profile and even ما في profile ذاته للmentioning أو لذكر اليوم؟
اولا طبعا زي ما قلت انه الحرب بدا في 83 وانتهى في 2005. انا افتكر انه احنا يعني وانا بتحدث هنا عن الغادة السياسيين في جنوب السودان وقيادات الحركة الشعبية لتحرير السودان، نحن ما مفروض نحتفل ب 16 مايو كيوم لبداية الحرب في 83 و في نفس الوقت ما نحتفل بإنهاء الحرب وتوقيع السلام. الاحتفال بالسلام أقوى بكثير من الاحتفال بالحرب، يعني المفروض نحتفل بالاثنين. المهم طبعا النفاشة، أنا قلت قبل ده كان انتصار للحركة الشعبية. ليه؟ لأنه تجسد فيه مبادئ وقيم اللي حاربت من أجلها الحركة الشعبية لتحرير السودان، اللي هي قيم بتاعت العدالة والمساواة، التحول الديمقراطي، المساواة بين مكونات المجتمع، التنمية الاقتصادية المستدامة بين كل الناس، عدم التفرقة على أساس الدين أو اللون. لكن كان غريب في الموضوع أنه الظاهر أنه الحركة الشعبية لتحرير السودان بعد موت دكتور جون غارنغ دمابيور يتخلى عن مشروع السودان الجديد الموحد، وكان ده بداية إنه بعض البنود في السي بي اي كان ما مهم للحركة الشعبية، الريفورم الكثير، بوليتيكال ترانسفورميشن، ديموكراتيك ترانسفورميشن، الحاجات دي كان ما مهم بالنسبة للحركة الشعبية، بل كان المهم الاستفتاء اللي هو السيلف ديترمينيشن لدى للانفصال. لأنه القوى السياسية كل في جنوب السودان كان رأسه بس إنه نعمل الاستفتاء، لكن باقي الحاجات زي التحول الديمقراطي والحاجات الكثيرة، إصلاح المؤسسات العسكرية وإصلاح مؤسسات الدولة، ده كان ما مهم. المؤتمر الوطني في نفس الوقت كان يعني في تيارات داخل المؤتمر الوطني ده تتخلى عن جنوب إنه عشان تبني دولة إسلامية بكل ارتياح وكده. فأفتكر إنه الهدف من سي بي أو نفاشة كان تغيير السودان لدولة حديثة، قوة اقتصادية، دولة ديمقراطية يتساوى فيه ناس. لكن الكلام ده لا يتحقق في جنوب لا يتحقق في شمال.
السي بي أو اتفاقية السلام الشامل خلى لنا ليجاسي بتاع حاجات كثيرة ما مكتملة. وأنا بتذكر عادل الباز الصحفي المعروف في السودان في واحد من الصحف، افتكر كان في الصحافة ولا الأيام ما أذكر، يا في الصحافة تقريبا، عادل الباز كتب مقال صغير وعين كده لخريطة بتاعت السودان الفضل، فشاف مشروم كده كتير بتحد، قال الخريطة بتاعت السودان بقت زي جبونة
والله بقت زي جبونة
على إنه أطراف السودان بقت مشرومة شديد، وحتمثل تحدي كبير جدا حتى للطلاب عشان يرسموا.
أيوة.
يعني خريطة السودان كان أسهل الخرائط اللي بتقدر ترسمه كده، لكن أسهل عشان نرسمه خريطة السودان في الوقت ده بقى صعب. أنا عايز أقول إنه اتفاقية السلام الشامل ونحن الراشنج لأنه نعمل استفتاء بدون ما نحلحل قضايا محورية، يا ريت تذكر الناس بالقضايا المحورية اللي ما اتحلت ورغم ذلك حصل الاستفتاء وحصل الانفصال.
طبعا في قضايا محورية كان نحن اتخلينا عنهم ونحن مشينا طوال الاستفتاء، لأنه كنا منقول إنه الاستفتاء ده فرصة زحبية، لو اتماطلنا تاني ممكن ياخد معنا 50 سنة وما يجينا الفرصة ده. واحد من الحاجات اللي هو بروتوكول أبيي، بروتوكول أبيي ما يطبق، لأنه مفروض كان الشعب أبيي في نفس الوقت مع شعب جنوب السودان يقرر انه داير ينضم لشمال ولا ينضم لجنوب. الكلام ده ما حصل. ليه؟ لانه حكومه الجبهه الاسلاميه في الخرطوم بقياده الرئيس المخلوع عمر البشير كان بينظر لابيه كمنطقه اقتصاديه مصدر لبترول ومصدر للهارد كرنسي. لذلك كان بكل الطرق ما داير يتخلى عن ابيه. ده واحد. الحاجه الثانيه اللي هو ترسيم الحدود. ما قدرنا ان نرسم الحدود. عندنا مناطق كتير لسه فيها نزاعات, يعني فيها they are contested areas like ناس مجينز ذات ومجينز البشاكل فيه هاي وكان قبل زمن ده is one of the contested areas ناس بانتو هيليج ميل 14 حفر النحاس وكافية كنجي وبعض من مناطق في شمال على النيل ناس كاكة تجارية وكده في, 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 في مشاكل شوية هناك. ففي بعض من المناطق اللي هو ترسيم الحدود ما انتهى. جزء من بروتوكول بتاع سي بي ال كان ما انتهى اللي هو بتعلق بالمنطقتين جبال النوبة والنيل الأزرق اللي هو المشورة الشعبية للشعب النوبة والأنقسنة. الكلام ده ما حصل لأنه زي ما قلت لك نحن كنا فراش ونحن قلنا دي فرصة زحبية ربما ما يتكرر تاني. وليه حسا القضايا ده لسه عالغة ليوم الليلة ليوم الليلة مع انه في لجنة بتاع حدود فيه وفي ناس متابعين قضية ربيعي لكن ليه حسا ليوم الليلة ما في حل.
نعم. مستمعين في كل مكان انتم بتستمعوا لراديو مرايا ومعكم جابر شدار في برنامج نيشن وايد ومعي في الاستوديو الاستاذ اندرياس مايمابيور محلل سياسي ونحن نتكلم عن الذكرى 16 لتوقيع اتفاقية السلام الشامل في 9 يناير 2005 بين الراحل الزعيم دكتور جون كارنجي مابيور وعلي عثمان طه وهو كان نائب الرئيس في الوقت ذاك. والآن تكلمنا عن إرهاصات تنفيذ اتفاقية السلام الشامل واللي انتهت بانفصال جنوب السودان وإنشاء دولة جديدة. معروف الحصل شنو. We know what happened after that, Andreas, and we had just only 2 years, and we went into a war with the Sudan over Hilij, and then we had our own war in 2013, and then again another war in 2016, and up to now we are trying to implement a peace agreement that was signed 3 years ago, and so what is the paradox from the CPA, and now South Sudan is unstable, is not much that much developed, has not met the aspirations of independence, and even Sudan now is at crossways. We don't know where the Sudan, the country, will be heading. So worrying scenes of killings every day and political uncertainty both ways.
Well, this actually will bring a very important question. Why was CPA signed in the first place? What was the objective of CPA? The real objective of CPA was to end war in Sudan and bring peace, democratic transformation, socio-economic development, respect to human rights. All these things did not happen. Not in South Sudan and not even in North. If you ask some people here, what have we gained from Naifasha? Someone will tell you that, okay, we got our independence. Now we are happy. We got our new nation. We have a new republic. That is okay. But what kind of nation do we have? That is the most important question. SPLM went to Bush. They signed the Pasha to have a peaceful nation, which we don't have as I'm speaking to you now. There is no development. There is no people are still hungry. People are profoundly divided along ethnic and tribal lines. What is this telling us? It's telling us that we fail to actually implement visions of the SPLM. The same vision which was used by Dr. John Garang to fight the Khartoum regimes. We were fighting Khartoum because Khartoum was corrupt. There was no democracy. There was no respect to human rights. So SPLM itself failed to transform itself from a guerrilla movement to a political party that will be able to lead a diverse nation like South Sudan to a new era of development and peace and security. So this is one. If you look at Sudan now, why are people going on the street every day? They are simply going to street because they have finally understood what Dr. Garang was saying in 1983. 40 years. They have just understood it now. They are talking about human rights. They are talking about democracy. And they rejected it when Garang was still alive. So I think there is a long way to go, not only for South Sudan, but also for Sudan.
Andreas, it seems, I don't know, is it a kind of attitude or kind of culture? We don't seem to, like, review ourselves or criticize ourselves. And introspection is very important in the history of nations. For example, I went to Nairobi in 2016, and I was shocked that they were still very sorry for what happened in that country in their election in 2007.
Yes.
And up to now, they're very serious, making sure that they will not have elections. They're having elections this year, I think, right?
Yes.
So, but why are we so forgetful about the kind of self-inflicted violence that we are committed against themselves? Why are we so complacent about reviewing ourselves and say, look here, we have to do something better?
Well, of course, this will come to some of our cultures. I'm sorry to say this, but violence is deeply rooted in some of our cultures. And that is why you see people now fighting over cows, fighting over land. People are just killing each other. And this is where SPLM should come in as a party. SPLM fought to bring rule of law. And every time when I'm talking about peace, you cannot talk about peace without rule of law. And I always give example of Rumbek or Lake State. Lake State, we are not hearing about killings anymore in Lake State. Whether Governor Ringtwen is a bad man or is a good man, I don't know. But what I know, he brought rule of law, respect rule of law in Lake State. And that is why Lake State is stable. What is needed in South Sudan is not more of peace agreements. What is needed in South Sudan is not political accommodation. What is needed in South Sudan is not more defection. It's implementation of peace agreement and rule of law. How can someone today who was just a normal citizen in Juba or in Malakal, you go to Bush and come in 6 months and you are a general in the army and it's accepted?
Yeah.
This is because we have lost moral values. We have totally lost moral values. And you cannot build a nation if you have lost moral values.
Yeah. And we have to say that corruption is a big issue. After we had all this, a lot of money, millions of money, by the first 4-6 years, we have big scandals, billions of money being lost. But you can imagine, even today I was hearing reports like, okay, in one of the states they recovered £6 million that was going to pockets of individuals because they had ghost names. In another state, they are trying to recruit hundreds of teachers because they have found out that there were 300 teachers that were on the payroll. And in one of the states, a whole salary of 1 month is missing. Nobody knows. That is in terms of millions of money. And these are different areas. And you and well, مثل عربي بيقول ما خفية
عظم. Yeah.
So, and these are issues that just come by reporting, just kind of without comprehensive report. What are the chances? And you remember the Auditor General report, 2007, after which we never had another announced audit report. They are just given to the president in silence, and they are not announced what is happening. So this issue of corruption, when we have our own government, we have our own country, is there any need for us, South Sudanese, to be so corrupt?
Well, of course, corruption, the corruption is everywhere. But if you go, for example, to Europe, the scale is very small. Our problem here in South Sudan, we have normalized corruption. It has become part of our culture. South Sudanese were not corrupt people. In the history of South Sudan, we were not corrupt. Even when we were with Khartoum, they used to trust South Sudanese more than the Arabs.
Yeah.
Because they believe that we are transparent. We have moral values. You will not accept to take something which does not belong to you. This is in our culture. But as for now, it has become normal because we have weak institution. How do you have anti-corruption, which is not working? Either you abolish the anti-corruption so that we know there is no anti-corruption in South Sudan, or give them powers so that they work. The recovery of 6 million in one of the states is a very good sign. And we are very happy to hear that. The issue of also hundreds of ghost names, this is also, if they discover that, that is also, these are good things. Mm-hmm. And corruption is fueling conflict in South Sudan. I have to tell you this. Mm-hmm. Corruption is fueling conflict. Because if we ask ourselves, why are people fighting? People are fighting simply to be in position of power. What do you do with power when you are given a power? You use that power to enrich yourself and your family. But if there are institutions that are working to fight corruption, ana aatakid inu ma hayakun fi fasad inu basudan.
No.
الناس هتشتغل وتحارب الفساد لأنه هي عادة دخيلة على المجتمع الجنوبي. It's not part of our culture.
يونغرن كان بيقول الفساد أصبح كالأخطبوط.
Yes.
مش كده؟ يعني تغلغل في مسامات الدولة ومسامات الثقافة وعنده آثار مدمرة كبيرة جدا.
وبيدمر حتى الاقتصاد الوطني.
وده يعني الفساد أتى على كثير من المرافق اللي كان ممكن تنشأ. يعني
وحسي أنا أقول لك حسي الحكومة بقت عندها نية عشان تعمل مشاريع تنموية طريق لبحر الغزال طريق لتوريد دارين نربط الطرق مع كينيا طريق بور أيود ملكال طريق طيب وين هنلقوا القروش فكرنا في التنمية بعد ما فلسنا بعد ما بقى ما عندنا قروش حس عايزين نعمل تنمية يعني بقى في نية للشغل لكن قروش بقى ما في
نعم وده تحدي كبير مستمعينا نحن بنواصل في النقاش بتاعنا
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Andreas, Mike Mabior, and you are our guest and we are trying to reflect on what happened after 16 years of the CPA signing and after 10 years of our independence, or 11 years, we could not speak about a lot of negative things without touching on how we can open a window for the future of the country and exploiting the chance of the revitalized agreement, which people are very worried about now that it might not really succeed and all this. And given also our culture of not really being systematic and also saying something and doing something else, not playing to the book, as they say, what are the chances that South Sudan will, or South Sudanese will realize, especially their leaders, will be up to their moral obligations, if I can say, to provide the welfare of this nation, these people, where millions are displaced and million others are in the refugee camps and millions are languishing in extreme poverty and so forth?
Well, we need to compare the two peace agreement in Nifasha and the revitalized peace agreement. Nifasha, if you look at Nifasha, SPLM to some extent was very serious about the implementation of Nifasha peace agreement. Whereas when you look at our revitalized peace agreement, the agreement was signed in 2015. It did not work out. It was signed again in 2018, revitalized in 2018. Until now, future is looking bleak. And I always say that I'm cautiously optimistic about the entire peace process in South Sudan. Because there is a clear lack of political will from peace partners. These unfortunate incidents which happened in Magenis a few days back, these are not good signs for peace. And IO, which is a very important players in our politics nowadays, is not united. How can you reorganize the forces, unite forces, if some forces are defecting? This is a very big challenge for the entire peace process. There is no census. The 83 necessary unified force is not graduated.
They're struggling now to even have the 40,000,
not even the 83.
Yeah.
And you look also, there is no the constitutional process is not in place. So there is no way that you can really conduct a free and fair election in 2023. And if you don't have a new government in 2023, then there will be a question about the legitimacy of this current government. And this is where the challenge is. It is a very big dilemma. You ask them, they say, well, we don't have money. Where will you get money? Because our partners and the regions and the entire world have lost confidence in us. They say, if you cannot manage your own revenues, the oil revenues, what is the guarantee that you will manage what we will give you? So we are in a dilemma.
Yeah, and we hope these things will be realized and even realize that there's a big problem and acknowledge it. Not نقول ما الحروب للأمام مش كذا.
Yes.
ما يكون في أسلوب الحروب للأمام ونغمض ونمشي قدام ساكت. خلينا نشارك بعض المستمعين اللي عايزين يشاركونا في الحوار هنا. الأرقام رقم SMS من ترسل بالعربي والإنجليزي 09-121-77-141 وأرقام الاتصال في زين 09-126-29-50 و 09-126-29-97. الأرقام بتاعتنا بتاعت الـ SMS بتاعت الـ MTN 09-21 90-59 و0921-90-79. And you can call us on that on these numbers, and we will put you on to comment on what we have been saying here. Hello.
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 Yes, welcome. Who is calling?
I'm calling here in the United States.
Yes, welcome. Who is calling? Yeah.
Yeah, let me confirm what our colleague are now discussing about.
You are not hearing us, what we are saying, what we were discussing?
No, I was just interrupted. I just interrupted that now.
Sorry. We are discussing the commemoration, or I mean the marking of the 9th of July. That's what the day, I mean the 9th of January, the day we signed the CPA with Khartoum. Yeah.
Very nice. It's a very nice topic. So now, maybe on behalf of our country, South Sudan, the new generation, but we are now still back. We need to talk more the allegation on how we can be on the good way. Now we are still back.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know. Yeah. What is the purpose? Maybe we can ask the one in the studio who can answer us. The way how we can discuss, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much from Bentiuda. He didn't tell us his name. And of course, with me in the studio is political analyst Andreas Magbabior. If you feel like you want to comment and also you want to say something, you are welcome. This is Mading Malwana Luang from Malakal Town. He says, do our leaders really understand the meaning of 9th of January, day celebrations? They organize a huge celebration in Juba after the signing of the revitalized peace agreement. They organize huge celebrations for the Sudanese peace agreement, the signing in Juba. All these celebrations costed millions of dollars, and nobody complained to us that there was no money for all these celebrations. These were done at the time when were the civil servants weren't paid the salaries for several months. That is the comment. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Well, the Nationwide, who is calling and from where?
David Sindhu is calling from Yambio.
David from Yambio?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
Very pleased with the analogy, the political analogy that is in radio. I think we, the South Sudanese, we should be also conscious about the implementation of the our revitalized peace agreement. Though the military partner and the partner to that peace are not showing political will, but it is there. Though they want, but the political will is there, but it's very slow. I think the disagreement, as we put it, the 2005 comprehensive peace agreement, our international community was very supportive. But coming to the current peace agreement, our international partner are reluctant for some reason, as it's put it. I think we, the South Sudanese, we could be impressed that though the flow of implementation of that revitalized peace agreement, but now we have realized that there is a political settlement in place. The gunshot is coming down slowly, but with the exception of some of the area, that is the sign that we are leading towards. And we hope that as we go through the peaceful manner to transfer the power to the coming leadership. That is my comment about political analysis. Thank you.
Thank you there. The caller from Yambio, we sound elderly, that then I will call him Uncle David from Yambio there. And let me get another caller. Hello? Hello? Hello, Nationwide. The caller is not getting me, and I'm not getting the caller. Sorry for that. Hello, Nationwide. Hello?
Yes, Gabriel, yes, I'm Shadar.
Yes, welcome. Agil, welcome.
Yes, it's Agil Maboka Agil from WOW. I appreciate the topic of discussion, and I welcome our guests in this.
Sorry, we have lost Agil. We have lost Agil on that line. I think you need to call us again. And, of course, we are still here with our political analyst, Andreas. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm getting you.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Who's calling and from where?
Yes, calling from the University of Argazal.
Again?
Peter Lim from the University of Argazal.
Peter, welcome. Yes.
Yes. We see we have now remember what we have been done 2002, 2005 back. And along the way, we have lost our former president of Southern Sudan, Peter Tangamadia. Now, what he has been signed, I think they are men. Why did people tell to do or to implement the documents? What are there? Okay? My professor, Dr. Maj, I think he's there now.
Around,
he's supposed to tell me. Yeah, he's supposed to tell me that. During the previous peace agreement was designed, all things which are designed there, what did the people tell not to do it? But those people who are there now, they are not doing all the things. Let him tell me that. Is the column died with the Dr. John, or there are some people who are remaining with it?
Okay, thank you. Thank you there. Let me get another caller. Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Nationwide.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling and from where?
John Ring Manuel, Kevita, Gabriel Shadar.
Welcome, Mr. Ring. Ana Kois, tamam?
Alhamdulillah, Kevita.
Ana tamam, Ana Bekhir. Tadal.
Alhamdulillah, Nashkur Allah. Allah, al-barnami, demo, do, jameela, leila. Nashkur, yaan, Nashkur, Nazbiraya, Nashkuruk, Taban. Anhan, Junubin, lazim, in David, le, barnami, bida, intifakya, alamolo, de, achan, nena, napuzu, ude, tanmiya, le, bale, bitarna, unagoru, bil, khair, yaan, nashuk, alesiya, jar, utarna, utarna, haza, dola, deke, izabugir, indina, salam, lazim, nizmasik, bo.
No.
Fadishi mo frigiden lazim ani tena kere no masu kuboka ani na jinovi bi bale.
Shukran katirin, shukran ala tasalag hinak wa nawasil ahna binawasil lisa binastaqbal mukalamatkum mustayana fi kull makan. رين قبل شوية تكلم إنه فعلًا إحنا محتاجين لو لقينا فرصة بتاعة سلام وكانت الاتفاقات السلام شامل فرصة بتاعة سلام نمسك بها يعني. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Yes, welcome. Who's calling and from where?
This is me. I'm going to be Bantu.
Bantu, yes. What was your name?
My name is Justin Jormayu.
Justin, yes. Welcome, Justin. Yeah.
But then, let's talk about the Kalam. You better come to the same or do I have this? You know, people have been a salam with Alfred Kamsham or for my bilateral peace agreement. I know very big. Alfreginu, Lanu, Alamishakalat, Kana Asa, Alfrekamsa, they can't be Dola, I think the kid. I salam to walk up, okay, we talk on the match, didn't kind of match of ways. Like in Alamishakal, been in a dark, you know, the bilateral peace agreement that they were called to accept about that. I've been a chief, we know, feels about the chief.
Okay.
The chief, we know, feels about the chief. My bonus is the okay with Alfrekamsa. But at that, I have a few challenges.
Shukran Katir. Shukran Katir. I mean, Bentio Hinak. Hello?
Bentio Hinak.
Hello? Yes, welcome.
Misal Khair.
Misal Noor.
من الجورج مواقف كانوا طيبين
صحة والسلامة صحة والسلامة
وكل الجنوبين كلهم في الخرطوم في كل مهلاتهم فوق
صحة والسلامة
شكرا شديد قبل شدار السلام لأخوي في سيريا ده طبعا أنين الجنوبين يعني أنين كان هيبا أفو والعافية ولكن يا أخوي قبل شدار أنين في سلام والمشكلة حما عاجة لينا والمشكلة الحدود طبعا أننا أخوانا مسيرين طبعا لما ما من البردين كمالوال البردين كأبيعي وشنو يعني يا هو أسا أنين كان نشوف مشاغل كثير أننا في جنوب السودان المشكلة المسيرين لما ينهموا السلام في أنين الجنوبين تلقوا مسيرين بيجي شاكوا لما يكون وصلوا في البطن بيت بيعمل مشاكل بشاكل أوين بشاكل جنوبين هناك وتلقوا مسيرين بعد مرات يعني ما هو يزور بيشوف جذور المشاكل ده وين عشان شنو ده تبلين تفاقية بتاع السلام السودان والجنوب ده وايد نمرة اثنين بتوع البلبلة بين السودان والجنوب يعني في ناس بيعيدوا بشير وفي ناس جنوبين تانين يعني بقول في هناك لقاعد بكل مشاكل يعني مشاكل بتاع خرطوم ده يا الجنوبين مش عارف اللي هناك يعني داير يمشوا برا هل الجنوبين ده اللي بيعيدوا يرجعهم يعني ده الناس ما قال في جنوبين برضو كم 80 وال 60 في لبيت هل الجنوبين عملوا شنو زي ما كان يعني أتون هناك غير يبقى الجنوبين هناك وقالوا أتون ما يتكلموا وما يدي حاجة البطال الجنوبين هل المشاكل زي ده بقولوا كيف يا أخوي طبعا يعانين في السلام بكمال في الناس بشاكل الجنوبين هناك وبلد وبتام ما كل بلد بتام وبمشي وانين يعني الجنوبين دارين سلام أول حاجة
شكرا
إنسان جنوبي وشكرا كثير
شكرا شكرا we are left with a few minutes Nusad Andrea 3 minutes for you to give concluding remarks and even if you have an answer, a quick answer to some of the questions.
I think there was Peter Lim from University of Barakazal who was asking, did SPLM die with the death of Dr. Jongaran? Well, I can really tell you, I'm not sure, but it seems like SPLM is in a coma. It did not die, but it's in coma. What went wrong after the death of Dr. Jongaran until now? Why? What is really happening? Why did SPLM divide? It's because, Peter, is that when you are thirsty, you want to drink, you stay for 3 days without water, and you come to River Nile, and you see a lot of water. If you decide to drink the whole river, that water was supposed to rescue you, will kill you. You may die. This is what happened with SPLM. They came from Bush after 21 years. Instead of doing things slowly, they decide, we all decided to eat everything in South Sudan, what belonged to you and what does not belong to you. That is our problem. My final remark is this. We are in a critical juncture in our history and the history of this country. We must forgive each other. We must support the implementation of the peace agreement. Everybody who has guns in his house must surrender his guns to the authorities so that we live in peace and harmony. And I think if we forgive each other, we can have a democratic and a stable and prosperous South Sudan.
Thank you very much, Andreas Majmabior, for being with us on today's discussion and on which we have been looking back at the 9th of January, which was the day yesterday, that was 9th of January 2005, when Dr. Jongaran signed, on behalf of the SPLM, of course, signed the Comprehensive Peace Agreement.